Okay, Sasha Stone, thanks for joining us here. Still reading you here as we wind down to Oscar Sunday, and thanks for taking some time. I see that you're engaging with some people right now early in the morning about Gravity.
Thanks for having me, by the way. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Sure. The whole Gravity thing. I mean, a lot of people are calling it as the winner. Some of your contemporaries and people out there, other Oscar experts who think that it's going to reign supreme on Sunday, and everybody knows that it's going to pretty much sweep the technical awards, and it looks like Alfonso Cuarón's going to win. But right now, going into the weekend, what are you hearing and what are you thinking? More importantly, is Gravity going to do it?
Well, the people that we sort of count on as the best predictors, they're pretty well divided on that. They're the ones that tend to do well and score high in the contest year after year. But like Pete Hammond and Chris Tapley and Steve Pond are all saying Gravity. But on the other hand, Scott Feinberg, Ann Thompson, Mark Harris are saying 12 Years a Slave. American Hustle, to me, if there's any movie that's poised to be a spoiler, it's that one. I mean, it's true that it would have a better chance if it was a traditional weighted ballot, which is there are five nominees and they just pick the one that they like the most and it wins, right? The preferential ballot is trickier. You count the number one votes, you put them in a pile, and then little by little you discard the film that has the least amount of votes, and then you redistribute those votes to the remaining piles, right? And it can do funny things, like it can result in strange outcomes sometimes. A movie that doesn't come in at number one can actually win, even if it doesn't have the majority of number one votes, but it's enough just redistributed throughout other ballots to push that movie up over the top, right? So that sort of makes it seem like American Hustle doesn't have a chance, so then it would be between 12 Years a Slave and Gravity. Well, almost all of the time, the Directors Guild calls Best Picture. And that's Cuarón, and that's Gravity. But Gravity has a couple of stumbling blocks for a win. Number one, it's only got two cast members. Never in the history of Oscars has a movie with so few actors ever won Best Picture. It's set in space. That's never won. And it's 3D. That's never won. And it doesn't have a screenplay nomination. That's another big one. That's a strike against it. So when you look at the Academy's makeup, they're mostly actors. The largest branch is actors. It's like 1,200. And the rest are redistributed through the tech branches and the writers and directors. So it's kind of hard to make the case that Gravity's going to win over all of those actors, you know, that they voted for American Hustle for SAG Ensemble. And then you have 12 Years a Slave, which is kind of pushing through as the history-making win. And it's a movie nobody wants to watch, and Academy members have admitted that they're not watching it. They might vote for it anyway, even if they haven't watched it. They might guilt vote it to the top of the ballot, even if they didn't like it. They might go, oh, Gravity was my favorite movie of the year, but 12 Years a Slave deserves to be on the
list. Wait. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but even if they haven't watched it, they might still vote for it?
Yeah.
Well, how does that make any sense? That's crazy.
Well,
why would anybody do that?
They do it, though. They do it for a lot of different reasons. They do it because they like somebody and they never saw the movie. They just pick that winner because they like that movie star, you know? The thing about the Academy is they're weird. If you talk to the ones who are working, like directors, I remember last year around this time, Alexander Payne, or maybe it was 2 years ago, Alexander Payne was doing a Q&A, and it was very close to Oscar balloting, and I think that the deadline had either passed or was coming up, and he'd only admitted to seeing two of the Best Picture nominees, so only two out of the nine. So if you are thinking in your mind, this movie should win, but I haven't had time to watch it, you might put your vote that way. You might.
That's crazy to me. It sounds like you have more than a sneaking suspicion that American Hustle could do some damage, and you talked about it just a second ago, but do you think it is realistic that it could be the winner, the big winner? Because, I mean, there are a lot of people out there who think that if it doesn't even win original screenplay, it could go 0 for 10.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, right. That's a really good point. If it doesn't win original screenplay, there is no chance it's going to win Best Picture. But again, I have to remind you about that weird preferential ballot. It makes predicting this award really, really tough, and that's why people are so divided. Basically, right now what you're looking at, stats-wise, is an equal split between those three movies. They all have an equal shot to win. So it's just going to matter and depend on how they rank those three movies on the ballot. I have a feeling a lot of them are going to put, it's just my opinion, but I have a feeling that they're going to maybe put 12 Years over American Hustle because they're going to think important over trivial and fun, unless American Hustle is their number one. So it's tough, right? It's a three-way split. It's going to be incredibly close. We've never had, in the history of the Producers Guild, we've never had a tie. And this year, for the first time ever, there was a tie between 12 Years a Slave and Gravity. And that's incredibly close. And the Producers Guild are the only other group besides the Oscars that use the preferential ballot. So they have 10 nominees in a preferential ballot. The Oscars have 9 nominees in a preferential ballot. Every other voting body, the SAG, BAFTA, the DGA, they all have the weighted ballot with 5 nominees, and it's just the majority rules. So the only thing we can really compare with our best picture is the Producers Guild, where those two movies tied. So they have 4,000 members, around 4,500 members, and the Academy has around 6,000 members. So they're kind of similar membership. Producers seem to me to be a little more inclined to vote for Gravity than 12 Years a Slave. Actors seem to me that they're probably going to vote for American Hustle, and you just got to kind of figure what everyone else is going to do. Now, the thing I'll say about American Hustle, the reason I even bring it up, is that I did a panel a few days ago, and Pete Hammond, who talks to a lot of Academy members, he said that a lot of the below-the-line people, the tech people that you would think would be voting for Gravity, are actually voting for American Hustle. He said he was really surprised by that because he figured, he, in his wisdom, he, like everybody else, figured, oh, Gravity's a tech movie. Gravity has got to do well with the tech people. But no, it wasn't. It was American Hustle that was the picking up those votes. And so you got to wonder, you know, what is preventing people from liking Gravity? Well, not a lot of actors. It's a film that stars one woman. Traditionally, in the last 10 years, that doesn't win Best Picture because they seem to want to vote for stories about men. If you like Sandra Bullock and you're moved by her, you're going to be swept up in Gravity. If she annoyed you with her noises and her dialogue, you're going to be annoyed by the movie. You're not going to vote for it, right? So look, I'm just giving you back a big fat question mark here. I'm just telling you that for the first time, I really don't know. I don't think anybody does. But what surprises me about the predictions is that no one is predicting American Hustle, and I think it has a really good shot of being the spoiler.
A few more minutes with Sasha Stone with awardsdaily.com. You can follow on Twitter at awardsdaily. So I have to ask, if it can happen with the Producers Guild, which has a similar voting system, by some miracle, is there a chance at a tie for Best Picture?
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, I sort of see that as an absolute impossibility. What you might see is one film winning by one vote. If I had to bet actual money on this race, I would pick Gravity. I think it's the logical winner because it won the DGA. So we haven't had a lot of years where the Producers Guild, the Screen Actors Guild, and the Directors Guild all picks a different movie. We don't usually have that, but the only one that has 2 out of 3 of those is Gravity.
Is this the closest call or most competitive that you've seen it at the 11th hour like this?
It comes close to when I first started in 1999, the first year I started covering the Oscars, the year 2000, with Gladiator, Crouching Tiger, and Traffic. This is the only year since then, that's what, 14 years, that it's been this close for Best Picture.
I'm curious, you know, like you said, you've been doing it since then in 2000 when it was so competitive. Have you learned anything new about the process this year? It seems like sort of an unprecedented year where things are happening that folks haven't ever seen before. So is there anything that you've learned this year?
Yeah, I learned that even given all the changes that we've had in film, which is movies are moving towards more technologically based, visually effects-driven films, the Academy and the industry still have a love for those traditional, nostalgic, actor-driven movies like American Hustle. And that kind of surprises me, that there's always such a reach to the past rather than a reach to the future. To me, 12 Years a Slave and Gravity both represent the future in different ways. American Hustle doesn't. It represents a confirmation of traditional Hollywood. So that's probably the thing I learned, is that there is still a resistance to change. And, you know, there probably is going to be until those demographics in the Academy change.
Yeah, and I think at times it comes across that you're frustrated by that. You never hesitate to share your opinion on the race, but you also, you know, never hesitate to share your opinion on your favorite films of the year. And I'm curious, what do you want to win on Sunday? And I should probably phrase it like, what do you wish would win versus what do you want to win that has a realistic shot at it?
Right, exactly. Well, Wolf of Wall Street, I think, is actually the best film of the year, just from a pure cinema standpoint. It won't win because they're repulsed by it. But if you're just talking cinema, and not talking politics of cinema and change and all of that. To me, Wolf of Wall Street is the only movie that, and I would say Her maybe is a little bit, like, I remember in 1967, the race was down between In the Heat of the Night, which is a great movie, and The Graduate, which is obviously one of the greatest movies ever. And to me, The Graduate slot this year is being given to Gravity. Cuaron keeps winning everything, and In the Heat of the Night would be 12 Years a Slave. But I think Her, with Spike Jonze directing, to me is more like The Graduate. It's the film that I think is going to be timeless and resonate through the decades, along with Wolf of Wall Street. I want 12 Years a Slave to win because after 15 years of this, I've come to realize it means nothing. The Oscars mean nothing. They're just like your homecoming parade in high school. They're just a popularity contest, really. And people think that they're about merit, but they're really not. It's about popularity and likability and careers being made and money being made. And so one tends to be cynical about it. So given all of that, given the fact that it's not about merit and they don't reward the best film of the year, why not make history and allow for once in 86 years of Oscar history to, for a film directed by and written by and starring and from the point of view of Black artists, let that movie win and do some real change and do some real good for the world. That's my opinion.
You're just ruining this whole thing for me with the money and the popularity and whatnot. I thought it was
sorry.
All about merit.
I shouldn't ruin people's optimism and excitement about the Oscars with my cynicism. It's really unfair.
Right.
I mean, it probably means that I should get out of the business if I feel like it.
I don't think so. We wouldn't be informed if you did that. But speaking of Wolf of Wall Street, I want to say a personal thank you. I think I speak for many for uploading the Martin Scorsese, Paul Thomas Anderson Q&A.
Oh, yeah.
That was absolutely fantastic. It must have been a thrill to attend.
It was really one of the high points of my entire, you know, working life. Meeting Ang Lee and sitting, you know, they allowed me to come in and I was in the second or third row. There was nobody in front of me. And Martin Scorsese was, you know, 3 feet away. Like, I could reach out and touch him. And Paul Thomas Anderson showed up to talk to him. And just listening to those two guys, I mean, whenever I start to feel really down about movies, I think of that conversation. And I think of what they were talking about and what they're both aiming for as artists. And it just reminded me that there are still people who are like that, who are artistically daring and creative and expressive and remember the films of the 70s and, you know, and still want to make great movies that aren't necessarily dependent upon the box office.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, that was great. That was a really fantastic. I wish that the two of them would get together and do a television show.
Oh, my gosh.
talking about movies.
Yeah. That'd probably be overwhelming, but everybody should check it out. Anybody who loves movies, and it's interesting to watch Paul Thomas Anderson, a guy who can talk with the best of them, just kind of sit back and let Scorsese go. And it's a really wonderful video. So
I didn't get to put in there. I didn't capture the fact that I got to ask the only question that was asked of the entire Q&A because they opened it up to questions and I raised my hand and he picked me and we did a little bit of a funny banter with Paul Thomas Anderson, believe it or not. And I asked Martin Scorsese a question and he answered it and then that was it. They didn't have any more questions from the audience. So that's another reason why I feel sort of happy that, I mean, of course I was right up front and I've seen the movie 8 times. So, you know, I knew what I was supposed to ask. But
man, you've committed an entire day to The Wolf of Wall Street then. That's pretty impressive.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I could watch it 10 more times and never get tired of it. I just think it's so good.
Well, before we go, let me put you on the spot. What's one unexpected thing that will happen on Sunday night?
Well, I am so not the one to ask about that because my opinion is so clouded and my objectivity is completely blown. So I don't really know. But I would think that one of the things that might happen is that some surprises you might see happening is Chiwetel Ejiofor winning in Best Actor, especially if they're not going to give 12 Years of Slave Best Picture, that there's a really good chance he can upset in Best Actor. I think he's the only one that can, or possibly Bruce Dern. I think you're going to see probably Jennifer Lawrence win in Supporting Actress. And even though people are predicting it, a lot of people will be surprised by that. And those are the only two that I can think of. I mean, if you look at our predictions, we're going to be putting up later today a predictions chart of all the predictions around the web. And people are mostly in lockstep, you know, and for an unpredictable year with a wide open race, it's surprising to me that people are just kind of copying each other and everybody's predicting almost exactly the same things. But I do think we'll see a lot of surprises. And, you know, for the first time in years, I have a big question mark in my head about Best Picture. Philomena could win. It's just crazy.
Yeah, the whole room would be shaking their heads if that happens, but I'm sure the Philomena camp will be happy, and Mr. Weinstein will be especially happy. But folks need to visit awardsdaily.com. Folks can play in your 15th annual Predict the Contest that you have on there. Follow Sasha Stone at Awards Daily. And there's an interesting article out there on vulture.com that you've tweeted about, certainly, and that you're featured in, and we'll definitely link to that. But I want to thank you so much for taking some time this morning, and thank you so much for, again, keeping us informed during this whole process, and I hope that you enjoy the weekend and please get some sleep once it's all over.
I know. Same to you, and thanks so much. I enjoyed it.
Thank you.